The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. What a crazy weekend. A lot of things to jump to on this version of the show with me, Kate Delaney. I think the biggest thing has to be at least a few people are breathing a sigh of relief tonight after they are out of quarantine officially, and that would be the people connected to Thomas Duncan, who died a few weeks ago from Ebola, as you know, in a Dallas hospital. His friends and some family members all were quarantined for 21 days. You know, it's interesting because there's a debate about the 21-day period and whether that's actually even enough. But officially, they are done. They are out of that, I'm going to call it captivity, because in a way, it was like being in captivity, I'm sure, although there was so much of a scare over what was going on with Ebola and how it was being handled, I think, in Texas, that for the people that were close to Duncan, especially after he got sick the second time around and going to the hospital, it was necessary, if anything, because of the hazmat crews and the 140 bags and the, like I said, the massive concern over what really, really happened and how it was being handled. It's interesting, too, speaking of being handled, the president was furious about the second nurse getting sick, Amber Vinson, and behind the scenes. And so now, finally, there is this Ebola czar, for what it's worth. But isn't it interesting? This is something John McCain was screaming about. And there is no, as we've talked about, and many of you wrote about this when you sent emails in over the weekend, there is no top person when it comes to healthcare in the United States, meaning Surgeon General really is who you would look at. And then you go to your top scientists and docs across the board and the National Institutes of Health and whatnot. But we didn't really have that person because there's no Surgeon General as of this moment. The Surgeon General that was being proposed by the Obama folks hasn't gotten off of first base, and it's been 18 months, and nothing else has happened in that department. So now there's an Ebola czar, and now there are these people who were close to Duncan or had brushes with Duncan in some way who are out of quarantine. You still have the people who came within close contact with the two nurses, Nina Pham and Amber Vinson, who also took that flight to Cleveland, Ohio. And you also have a cruise ship where there was a Texas lab worker on the cruise ship who luckily tested positive for Ebola, but not before Carnival Cruise, the line that he was on, was denied entry into a couple of different ports, Mexico and Belize, because they were trying to get him off the ship. Even the Secretary of State, John Kerry, was saying, look, we'll send a helicopter for this guy on the ship, and they wouldn't let it happen. Belize said, no, thank you, we're not going to do that. We don't want him in this country. And the same thing happened in Mexico. So when you have the worst outbreak on record, Ebola, mostly in West Africa, mostly in Liberia, 4,500 people dead, you have a lot of people saying, like President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf saying, you know, we need to do something to get this epidemic under control. We need to do, and this is the Liberian president, by the way, we need to do something because it's unleashing a catastrophe that is going to leave a lost generation here in West Africa. So you have the president of Liberia saying that. Meanwhile, don't blame the United States because we won't even call off the planes. All the other countries aren't flying into West Africa. But no, we're still flying into West Africa and out of West Africa. So we definitely are giving here, including sending soldiers in to Liberia, especially because this is the hardest hit place, and medical workers all over the place when it comes to Ebola and it comes to that country. So there is no question the United States is doing everything it can. I mean, so much so, like I said, the lab worker who was being monitored on the cruise liner at the was a guy who worked at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital where Duncan was treated for Ebola. Now, this worker didn't come in contact with Duncan but was being monitored as she might have come in contact with the test samples. So you had this floating barge again where they were calling it the Ebola cruise, but no such Ebola, thank goodness. And they even said they were going to just do everything they could with the ship to sanitize it just in case. They docked in Galveston after a week-long cruise that was denied the docking so the people can get off the boat in Belize and Mexico because of the person on board. But thank goodness, no positive test for that. No positive test. So a lot of mistakes have made people very nervous about Ebola. And I can say for sure, many of you in the nooks and crannies, doesn't matter what your politics are, independent, Democrat, Republican, your faith in our CDC medical system and everything in between, I think has been shaken because of the crazy mistakes in the beginning of this, massive missteps that led to lots and lots of problems. I mean, you know, you had schools that were closed in Ohio and Texas. You have the Ohio Department of Health that is limiting travel by the people who have to have their health condition monitored locally or report it to people, to officials, because they're concerned about their brushes with Amber Vinson, who went and saw her family, went and tried on wedding gowns, so you can imagine what they're all thinking. So once again, Ebola, and what is happening, what's not happening, news surrounding Ebola has really, really taken hold. I mean, really taken hold. The mistrust over Ebola, I think, is pretty founded. One thing to make one mistake, one thing to make another error of judgment somewhere, but to consistently have this chaotic cycle that happened again and again and again. I mean, five mistakes, I'm sorry, three strikes and you're out. And in this case, even one strike can be absolutely deadly. So at this point, I think it's about common sense. And what do you think the common sense really should be that should prevail when it comes to Ebola? I still really, really think it was a mistake, especially in the beginning, not to shut down travel to West Africa. I understand the concern about, well, what about all the people that are going over there, healthcare people and all that kind of stuff? Well, we have these giant cargo planes that we're taking over with lots and lots of soldiers who are, by the way, going to be handling blood samples. Like, we couldn't transport people already. They couldn't hitch a ride since we're already going in that direction. Geez, I find that hard to believe. Of course we can do that. Of course. All right, stay with us. Speaking of Ebola, Dr. Meryl Nass joined us last week. It is our weekly re-rack. She talked about the whole airborne thing especially, and some things to look out for when it comes to Ebola, so stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world.
I keep saying this, but it just gets bigger and bigger, and it's not fear-mongering, it's not people that are just in full-on panic mode because they're just panicked and they're believing crazy conjecture and conspiracy theory. No, 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 it's not about that. It's about, are we really being told the truth? As you know, our satellite facility where I am right now is 11 miles from the hospital where the nurse now is in that isolation area and being treated. She's in stable condition, and it was just a week ago that Thomas Duncan died, the man with Ebola who traveled to the U.S. from Liberia. There's so much to talk about, so many variables in this whole thing. And we are pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Meryl Nass. And I'll tell you, Dr. Nass certainly knows about this kind of stuff. She writes at the Anthrax Vaccine blog. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
What do you think the biggest thing is, that the biggest misconception that's floating around out there that we're being sold, I guess, by the CDC?
Well, I think the big misconception is that we are prepared for this. I don't think we're prepared. In my lifetime, and I've been practicing medicine for 35 years, we've never seen anything like it before. We haven't seen a disease that has a 70% death rate in Africa, and it looks like it might be 50% even with pretty good treatment. We also only have 4 or 5 very high containment hospital labs in this country, CDC, Rocky Mountain, Nebraska, NIH and I think USAMRIID in Maryland have very high containment labs in a hospital setting. Those places probably can really safely take care of Ebola patients. For the rest of the country, we're used to dealing with tuberculosis. That's what we consider, you know, a containment issue. And we've not seen anything like Ebola with a high death rate, and that seems to spread in ways that haven't even been well defined yet.
Wow, so scary. Four containment labs, you could say, that can really, really handle this. And when you see that now the nurse that was being treated in the CDC saying, well, there must have been a break of protocol, and here in Dallas they're talking about other nurses are saying, well, there must have been something that wasn't followed. It's almost like they're just laying it all on this poor nurse that she must have taken off her gloves. She must have accidentally rubbed her eye. Maybe she did, but it just shows you that Ebola is something that really is highly contagious. Am I right?
I think it's highly contagious, yeah. It has the number of cases that exist is doubling every 3 or 4 weeks, so that seems pretty contagious.
Do you think there's misconceptions about the way that you can get Ebola? Because that's the first thing we kept hearing. Don't worry, it's only through bodily fluids. We're doing this as a precaution. When they shut down Thomas Duncan's apartment, and initially they didn't scrub it with the hazmat stuff, then they ended up a couple days later with 141 bags, and they're following and monitoring the people and putting them pretty much in a lockdown situation, but originally they weren't. So, you know, that was what was kept. They kept saying is, well, don't worry, Dallas, don't worry the rest of the country, because it has to be bodily fluids. But I'd say on the show, Doc, that, you know, if you sneeze, what comes out with the sneeze? Are you getting everything in a handkerchief or in the tissue? No. And I
exactly.
think that's part of it. I think there's a misconception about what is bodily fluids and what is airborne. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, there's airborne and there's airborne. So an anthrax spore, which is practically indestructible, you throw it in the air and it can travel 50 or 100 miles, you know, temperature, drying, UV are not going to kill it. But it takes at least 50,000 spores in general to make a human sick. With Ebola, it's very sensitive to UV. It's sensitive to drying. It's easy to kill. But you only need 1 to 10 viral particles to get sick. You don't need 50,000. So a very minute amount. When you speak, little moist droplets, invisible droplets, come out of your mouth and enter a room that is compounded with coughing and sneezing. When you flush a toilet, if someone with Ebola has had diarrhea, you're going to aerosolize some viral particles in the air. They may remain suspended in these tiny moist droplets for an hour. They may land on a moist surface and be viable for several hours or a day. And we don't really know what percent of cases are transmitted in these ways, but we know it's possible. We'd like to believe that we can control everything with this high containment gear that people are using. But in general, they've not been using a self-contained breathing apparatus. So they are breathing in air from the room, and it's possible that's how the nurse got this infection. It's also possible putting on and off the hazmat suit transmitted, you know, 1 or 10 viral particles to her. The thing is that Médecins Sans Frontières, which MSF or Doctors Without Borders, has had at least 15 of their workers, and this is including doctors and nurses from the West, come down with Ebola despite wearing maximal protective equipment, even more than what was used at the hospital in Dallas. Now, 15 is not a big number. They have now 3,000 people on the ground. But it means that with the maximal protection that we know how to do, and CDC is recommending the MSF protocol now, or more of it, where some healthcare workers are still getting sick. So until the means by which this virus is being transmitted have been fully elucidated, people can't really let their guard down and assume that everything's just going to be all right if we do what we do for tuberculosis, because that is not the case.
We're speaking with Dr. Meryl Ness, and we're talking about Ebola, obviously. And Doc, and you said this, you know, that you've been practicing medicine for 30-some years, and you know, you've never seen anything like this. What do you think people should do? Should they arm themselves with the facts? You know, what should Americans do who are listening to this in all the nooks and crannies? Because there's people listening to us in Texas. There's people listening to us in New Jersey and Iowa and Florida. What's the smart play here?
Well, one thing to remember is that medical facilities became places where Ebola spread. So if a patient with Ebola comes to a hospital, they don't know they have Ebola. They're sitting in the waiting room. Other people may be affected by this. The staff in the hospital doesn't know they have Ebola until they have a positive test from CDC. You've got to be sick at least 3 days before that particular test is likely to show a true positive. So the hospital or the clinic is going to have trouble figuring out who has Ebola and who doesn't and separating the patients appropriately, you know, at the from the moment they come into the facility. So Africans have had to stay away from hospitals and clinics to avoid getting Ebola, and that means they are not getting care for malaria and for childbirth and things like that. Americans, if they do need to go to hospitals, are going to have to be very careful. So maybe it will be, not now, but in the future, may make sense to wear gloves, might make sense to use a mask, depending how this, you know, evolves. But the most important thing is that to control the cases here in the U.S., we have to control them in Africa. Because if this spreads throughout Africa and beyond, there are going to be more and more cases in the U.S.
Yeah, well said. Do you think there's been some debate over shutting down travel? Other African countries are doing that. You know, in other words, in Kenya and whatnot, they're saying, no, we're not going to take any flights in from West Africa. British Airways did that. And some are saying, and the reason why we're not doing it, the administration is saying, because that would shut down the way for the workers to get there and whatnot. But I would argue that the workers are coming in through the government anyway. We certainly have giant planes, cargo planes, where we could take people over. Would it be safer to not even worry, to just temporarily halt this until the problem is solved in West Africa?
Certainly, you could have a 21-day quarantine for people, either at this end or that end, to prevent people bringing it into the country. But there will probably still be some people who bring it in inadvertently. You know, we're assuming that 21 days is an adequate quarantine, but it turns out that a man can pass live virus in semen for up to 3 months.
Wow.
If he recovers. Women can pass it in breast milk for more than a month. So the 21 days is not a perfect number either.
All right, so there's a lot, like I said at the top, there's a lot of variables still at play. Dr. Ness, thanks for joining us on America Tonight. Very enlightening. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Already, so yeah, it's half off now. So we're planning the next one.
I was worried because if she did have Ebola, we'd be quarantined on the boat.
All right, the floating boat we talked about, the Carnival Cruise Line that wasn't allowed to dock in Belize and in Mexico back in Galveston. No Ebola. Still say they wanted to scrub down the whole boat. And the people lose a couple of days where they could have docked, in other words. But other than that, the woman who was a healthcare worker, someone who had dealt with, you know, she was a technician, a medical lab technician, who had dealt with some of the stuff from Duncan, the Ebola patient who died, decided to, you know, they decided they had to quarantine her and they wouldn't let her get off the boat in Belize. They were going to try to fly her back to the United States. That didn't happen. So the good news is the boat docked, nothing spread, and the woman does not have Ebola, does not have Ebola. I have to tell you, as you know, our mini facility is just 10 miles from where Thomas Duncan died, Texas Presbyterian Hospital. And there was a big ad taken out in the paper by the head of Texas Presbyterian, because they're, I mean, frankly, I'm sure they're worried about their hospital, took an ad out to apologize for the Ebola errors, wanted everybody to know, you know, hey, we are sorry, you know, that this is the CEO, Barclay Burdan, and he admitted in a letter that staff at the hospital made mistakes when they sent Thomas Duncan back home without testing him for Ebola, even though his chart said he had been to Liberia, and said that the media reports were incorrect, that the hospital did not follow proper protocols from the Center for Disease Control, saying that the two nurses who treated Duncan, Nina Pham and Amber Vinson, who tested positive for Ebola, have been moved to hospitals and blah, 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 and on in that same thing. Talk about they had started their Ebola training preparedness, and they hadn't been fully deployed before the virus struck, and that we're acting aggressively to improve the response, and that they're going to continue to make the changes, and they'll avoid a repeat of the problems. They know they have a huge, huge problem on their hand. I mean, the last line from the CEO is, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas, is a safe place for employees and patients because people are dropping out like flies, canceling appointments, not going to that hospital. So they're frankly worried that they're going to lose it. They're going to lose any of the people that normally would have gone there or have doctors housed out of there. There's been a slew of cancellations, and especially after the revelations that, okay, hey, the nurses got sick. They got Ebola, but they didn't have their necks covered. They didn't have the proper tools as to what they were supposed to do. So it's a nightmare all the way around. And who cares about the hospital? I just think it's interesting that they're anteing up because somebody told them, listen, mea culpa, because maybe forgiveness works. That's what we think. So let's get this out there. Let's get in front of this thing. It's called crisis communications. Do you think it'll work? Anyway, if you want to throw in your two cents, I'm still with Let's Shut the Flights Down, 855-266-5283. Bud in New Jersey. How you doing, Mr. Bud?
Hey, how you doing, Kate? I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks.
Okay, I have a couple ideas. First of all, the doctor that was online just now, she was right about breathing the whole thing. Now, let me give you a little story, and it might work, on how to stop the airborne the Ebola. Back in 1918, there was a big epidemic in the Midwest, in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, somewhere up there. They had 4,000 people come down worse than the flu. There was a house doctor going door to door trying to fix these people up until one day he walked into a house, and there was this couple, a farmer, a wife, kids, all healthy. And they couldn't figure out, wait a minute, what are you doing right now? Everybody's sick, ready to die. What the woman did, took an onion, peeled it, cut it up in parts, and placed it in a bowl and placed it around the house. What the onion does, it's like a magnet. It draws in all the viruses from the air into the onion. I tried it, and it worked. That's why I don't get a flu shot now.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that from somebody else, too, about the onion thing.
It does work because The doctor took it under a microscope back then and saw the viruses in the onion. If it works on the flu and the high epidemic back then, it might work on the Ebola if it's on in the air because the onion is like a magnet. It draws in any kind of viruses. So there's a little idea you can pass around. It might work. I don't know. They can try it.
You know, Bud, I'm calling the CDC tomorrow, and I'm going to say, Bud in New Jersey says use an onion. I'm serious. You know, I mean, I would say this. If I was quarantined in a house, you betcha I'd throw that onion out there. I'd be desperate to do anything because that's the problem. Once you've come across it, a brush with it, you don't know if where it's has it gotten into your skin. Have you had some kind of bodily fluid touch you that amounts to what has now happened? So, yeah, it's scary.
Okay, I tried it for 2 years in my house because of flu season.
I like the flu idea. Anyway, you're passing on the flu idea. So this is flu season coming up. So anybody listening, not a bad idea to try that.
Yeah, it'll save a buck or two, too.
Yeah, no kidding. We may try that. Bud, thanks. Appreciate it. That's a good idea. Why not?
One more thing on my mind there. The doctor was right. Now, if you're in the doctor's office or you're somewhere sitting next to somebody, your body is 70% water, correct?
Right.
Okay, now when you're breathing and you exhale, you're actually exhaling the germs and the water out in the air. Now you're standing next to somebody. Now you're breathing actually their germs into your lungs. This is how pneumonia or the flu comes, because now if you're next to somebody, you're breathing his air, his carbon dioxide or whatever he's coming out with. And this is how people get sick. So there's another thought, and, you know, this is the doctor was right about the way if you're next to somebody sick.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's wow. My cents, Kate.
I like it. I like it. I'm an onion eater, so I got plenty of spare onions around. I might have to put some out. That's interesting, especially when you're talking about even the flu. Why not? Thanks, bud. Why not put it out for that? Now, Ebola, of course, they're going to say, oh, absolutely no way. But any kind of germs, it's not going to kill you, right? Say, what's the old thing about garlic and vampires? Hey, even Harmony chips in and she says, I think when my mother had scarlet fever, they did something like that. You know, out of desperation, especially in those times, like Bud is saying, and that story's true. I've read that same thing. You know, they were trying anything. Okay, so if something traditional doesn't work, well, what about this? And what about this? You know, that started the whole thing with the old wives' tales. And then sometimes those old wives' tales were correct. So, interesting. Hey, coming up, a couple of other people had some thoughts on Ebola, too. When we check our mailbag, you may be surprised at some of the things people threw up. Some interesting kind of where's your two cents on this. And even the flight thing now is still very, very touchy. You know, you have two nurses that have to go through this whole period of Ebola, and then you have the other people and the concern over, are they going to end up in the same quandary or not? So far, I mean, look, the people connected to Duncan, that hasn't happened at this point because you have the massive release of the quarantine of actually now about 50 people. There are still some quarantined, and the airline workers are on paid leave that were on the flights, the Frontier flights that Amber Vinson was on, because they're not taking any chances with, you know, with that. And I mentioned this before, that you've got an Ebola czar at this point. So now there's one person that you can go to. There's one pinpoint person, which is what was missing in the beginning. A crisis happens. You've got people to handle it around. You've got one person you can go to, and then they can, from there, move on and delegate to whoever needs to be delegated to. And that can be a good thing, right? But, of course, it's always after the fact. It's the same old tune that we sing here on America Tonight. Give me a little action and satisfaction instead of massive reaction. And, oh, we just missed the boat. Oh, we just missed the boat. Because we didn't act quickly enough. If anything, let's act quickly enough. So a lot of people are letting congressmen and women know that they still support a travel ban on West Africa, feeling that, well, let's just clear this whole thing out. Africa is a disaster zone, West Africa. So let's help. We're helping those people anyway. Let's help them and then worry about the flights afterwards. Let's worry about that after we have it under control, after that happens. And by the way, a new report out from the White House is saying that they expect a surge of immigrants in 2016, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services actually published a draft solicitation for immigrant identification cards, and the proposal request says that a minimum of 4 million cards would be needed to be produced per year, with the ability to produce 9 million cards to support possible future immigration reform initiative requirements. So they're telling them, hey, get these cards ready. Because this is what we're gonna need. They needed a contractor to print the green cards and the employment authorization documentation cards also, so that they would have them once this all happens. And even without a surge, they say the 4 million minimum cards is a large increase. Only 600,000 people actually were given approval under the DACA program. the deferred action for childhood arrivals in the first 2 years, but now it's really going to swarm all of a sudden, and they're ready. We're ready for you, too, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
In the so-called freedom.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As I said, we're definitely going to go to the mailbag here in just a second. A lot of mail over the weekend. But before we do that, let's stop in and visit our friend Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Just sit right down and you'll hear it.
That's what I was thinking.
That started in this IHSA lab aboard, now aboard this mighty ship. As soon as I heard the news that someone on a cruise ship, two things came to mind. That little ditty, and I could hear your voice saying, "This is why I hate cruise ships."
It's why I hate cruise ships. Problems, viruses, near death, I don't know. It's because it's just one big germ, a floating germ.
Yeah, look, things are getting even scarier. Apart from doing the research and stuff that I do for you, I also host poker tournaments here for a little bit of extra pocket money. Now, one of my regular poker players is a nurse at one of the Australian hospitals that had a suspected Ebola case in. So I pulled her aside to find out what the Australian protocols were. And they're as confused, the nurses in Australia are as confused as what's supposed to happen as they are in the United States. Every time there's a suspected case, they say, well, we'll have protocols sent out. And as soon as it's being negative, they just cancel the whole thing and move on to something else, which is pretty frightening. Also, what's frightening, especially for the families of the U.S. soldiers going over there, do you know they only had 4 hours of Ebola or contagious training prior to being deployed? Just 4 hours.
Crazy.
You know, that's a mistake waiting to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Another piece of information I came across of, 10 years ago, the National Institutes of Health were working on a vaccine against Ebola. But that got sidelined when they found other things to spend nearly $40 million on, things like origami condoms, investigating why homosexual women tend to be more obese than the national average, probably the same reason why you and I are a little bit overweight. We can't put down the fork. So $1 million there. You know, it's this sort of ludicrous stuff that this, you know, they've spent nearly $5 million sending various intervention text messages to drunks. You know, I'm wondering what the text message says. Do you know where your liver is?
Yeah. Are you just sloshed? How are you going to get home? What's going on?
Yeah, and also the same, you know, same thing, text intervention messages programs for African American people that are HIV positive.
Wow.
You know, on and on and on. What was it, $100,000 following 16 schizophrenia.
Oops, we lost you there. Someone didn't like what you were saying, Jack. He had a list of crazy nonsense that, yeah, it's true. Instead of all the things that we could have spent the money on, like the whole Ebola situation, no, that doesn't happen. And the focus is on things that are pretty obvious that are right in front of our face, thus the examples that he was giving you. Thanks, Jack. All right, let's gear up and get ready, because guess what we're going to do? We're going to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake, who says, Kate, boy, I'll be glad when we get through this whole Ebola deal. Living here in Texas, not in Dallas, but living in Austin, it's all anyone can talk about. And then this whole thing with the cruise ship coming in just down the road to Galveston and all the concerns about, geez, should we not do this? Should we not do that? I agree with you. I've heard you say a couple of times about the planes and the flights. They should have been cut down right from the beginning. Why not? We're already helping to try to do what we can as far as, you know, donating to the cause in a sense, because we are on the ground helping with clinics, doing everything we can, as we should, because containing it in West Africa, shutting it down in West Africa is not only a humanitarian thing to do, but it's also, in a sense, a survival thing to do, because once it's eradicated, and the more we can help there, the better for all of us in any other part of the world, and especially here in the United States. But having said that, I think it would be easy to grab a ride, as you say, with the military. There's no reason for not stopping those flights. That should have happened. And on that note, I'm going to say I think that Ebola will be contained, but it's not going to happen overnight. What say you? Yeah, you know, thanks for that. I think you're, you know, echoing what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be contained overnight, because you've got the whole incubation thing. You've got people that are dropping dead in West Africa. I mean, they say that number is going to be even higher. They're almost at 500,000, half a million people, which is insane if you think about it. And because of the doctor we had on last week who was talking about people just fleeing, they're frightened. It's a stigmatism. Of course it is, because you have, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This person is surviving, but then three people around them die. So somebody gets diagnosed with it or thinks they have it. They're trying, instead of to come forward, they're trying to step back because they don't want it to, they don't want to be marked with the, they don't want to be marked with Ebola. And they're going to have to find all those people. So absolutely, it's not happening, you know, overnight. Absolutely, it's not, that's not going on. Okay, here's one from Joseph in Illinois. Kate, I email you all the time. You know me, Joe. And I want to say hello to all the listeners of America tonight. You always talk about the buzz in the backyard or water cooler or whatever it is that you say. And it is the same, I think, for everyone. There is Ebola conversation. If it lasts a few minutes or it lasts longer than that, everywhere you go, people are either joking about it or saying they can't believe the latest thing that happened. It is on the top of Americans' minds, and I am not surprised by that. Are you? No. Of course not, because the two nurses, and plus the craziness of that. The two nurses, the one goes to Ohio, so then you have the story about the planes and how many planes, where did that plane go, and what about the crew on the plane, and what about the passengers on the plane? You know, it's like 10 degrees of separation from anxiety and, oh my gosh, I might have had a brush with Ebola, and that's what the problem is. And you have Tom Duncan, who died of Ebola in Dallas, and his fiance, who probably thought she had contracted it, because then she's confined, she's under armed guard, along with some other people. And in fact, family and friends who had contact with him, a 21-day incubation period. Anybody who had interacted with him in any way after he first arrived in Dallas now is in the clear, though. And here's what's interesting. It is a milestone because nobody in that group came down with it. Nobody. Remember, he comes back, and we know the story, but I'll reiterate it. He comes back. He complains about a headache. Boom, stomach pain. He's sent home with a prescription for antibiotics. And then, because he's misdiagnosed with a sinus infection, he comes back and he's full-blown Ebola. So then, you know, that's the whole thing. Everybody, you got a 13-year-old boy, you got a nephew, you got a family friend, you got a whole bunch of people who should have been worried about it, were worried about it, and eventually they had to be quarantined as a result of that. Okay, let's take another one. This one from Big Bob, who says, "Hey, Kate, what a wild week in the NFL. I was wondering if anybody nailed the score." Nobody nailed the score. Not that I know of. No. Nobody nailed the score. You know, it was a wild week in the NFL, and time is ticking. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. It's just like that overnight. Poof. We're midway through the season. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.